The transmission rate of COVID-19 in Shelby County is on the rise. WKNO's Katie Reardon says a spike in new cases follows weeks of declining infections.
On Tuesday, health officials reported 347 new cases, or more than double the average daily count for the past 2 weeks. Health officials say sometimes a dramatic daily increase is a result of a reporting backlog, but the deputy director of the Shelby County Health Department, David Sweat, says Tuesday's numbers reflect a trend.
We're seeing cases being reported now at similar levels to what we saw at the peak of the epidemic in July. So the fall wave of COVID-19 is here.
The health department says the virus's reproductive rate is currently above 1, meaning on average, each new positive case is spreading to at least one other person. The rise in new cases comes as COVID restrictions have loosened across the state in both rural and urban areas. Sweat says people may be making poor choices.
We know that in many parts, for instance, of rural Tennessee, people are abandoning the use of masks or restrictions on social gatherings and things like that. And we do see that affecting the rates of the rural counties surrounding Shelby County.
Sweat didn't indicate if new local restrictions could be imposed, instead saying the health department is monitoring the data. In accordance with the local, quote, tripwire recommendations, officials could consider closing bars again if the reproductive rate jumps above 1.4 and infections surpass 450 per day over a week's period. Although officials have previously said these are guidelines and not binding. Sweat warned that hospitalizations could peak in February if the upward trend continues, placing renewed strain on medical facilities. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
Also Tuesday, the health department released its first Halloween coronavirus restrictions. Carnivals, festivals, parades, and haunted houses are not permitted this year. Trick-or-treating is discouraged due to possible contact with people and items that may be infected. Officials recommend online parties and other activities that meet social distancing guidelines. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.